Okay, we will call the special meeting on the Board of Trustees of Northern Illinois University to order on Thursday, February 13th, 2020. Ms. Campbell, would you please, I'm sorry. Ms. Wright, would you please call the roll?
Making sure you're awake. Trustee Rita Athus?
Here.
Trustee John Butler?
Here.
Trustee Montel Gales?
Present.
Trustee Veronica Herrero? Trustee Madeline Marchand?
Present.
Trustee Bob Pritchard?
Present.
Vice Chair Eric Wazowicz?
Here.
Board Chair Dennis Borsima?
Here.
Thank you.
Thank you. Agenda item two, Mr. Perry, would you please confirm that appropriate notice of this meeting has been provided and that we have a quorum present?
Mr. Chair, you have a quorum present and appropriate notice has been provided pursuant to the Illinois Open Meetings Act.
Thank you very much. Agenda item number three, approval of the meeting agenda. May I have a motion to approve the agenda as proposed?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is passed. Agenda item four, review and approval of the minutes of December 5th, 2019. May I have a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is passed. Agenda item five, chair's comments. I want to once again welcome the members of the UAC and would invite you to make any comments that you might have in the special meeting.
Just one quick one. In addition to all that Reed does, this is just another kudos for Reed, he and I were one of the original founders of the environmental studies program here. So that was another contribution that Reed had made in the midst of everything else.
And thank you for your contributions. Thank you. And I myself have no comments other than to thank the vice chairs and chairs of the different committees that have spoken today for your work and your excellent job in running your meeting. So thank you very much to my colleagues. Agenda item number six, public comment. This is where we recognize members of the public who have complied with state law and the Board of Trustees bylaws by registering the written request to address the board. Mr. Perry, have you received any timely requests to address this meeting?
Mr. Chair, we have no public comments for this meeting.
Okay, thank you. Agenda item number seven, the President's Report, number 139. At this time, I would ask Dr. Lisa Freeman to present agenda item 7A.
Thank you, Chair Borsima. We have two items on the President's report today. We discussed these at length this morning, and we're entertaining them today rather than at the March 5th meeting because of time sensitivity. The first is agenda item 7A. It is the honorary degree committee recommendation that was forwarded to Academic Affairs, Student Affairs, and Personnel, and forwarded from that committee to the full board for consideration at this moment. It is a recommendation that Dr. Sherritt Chase, a notable plant geneticist, be awarded an honorary doctorate in science, and the university is requesting Board of Trustees approval for this recommendation to award Dr. Chase the honorary doctorate.
Great, thank you. May I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? I would just add one thing that we probably should, as a courtesy, make Rich Ryan aware.
Absolutely.
Because I'm sure during his time at DeKalb Ag, he might have either crossed paths or at least, of course, knows of Dr. Chase. So.
I'm sure that he did because when I met Dr. Chase at the plaque dedication, the marker dedication, Rich Ryan was there.
Okay.
We were engaged in conversation.
Yeah, so we should
make
sure
Absolutely.
Rich is aware. I'm sure he would appreciate that. Okay, hearing no further discussion, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is passed. Dr. Freeman, if you could present item 7B.
Item 7B is the request from the Division of Research and Innovation Partnerships for permission to enter into agreements with intellectual property firms so that the intellectual property developed by our faculty can be protected using knowledgeable and appropriate legal counsel. And the university is recommending Board of Trustees for approval of this item, understanding that services will not exceed $250,000 per year or $2.25 million in aggregate from March 1st, 2020 to June 30th, 2028.
Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is passed. Agenda item 8, are there any other matters that require the attention of this board today? Okay. Hearing none, we will move on. The next meeting date of the full Board of Trustees is a short 3 weeks from today, March 5th, 2020 at 9 a.m. Agenda item 10, the board needs to go into closed session. We do not plan to take up any new business following the closed session.
I'm sorry.
Oh, we don't have closed session. Okay.
You can stay here as long as you want.
What do I do for the next hour and a half? Okay, well, there is no closed session. So may I have a motion to adjourn this meeting?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The meeting is now adjourned.